the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Penny.
As a board member, what kind of resource am I?
I think that is the critical question. When you are recruited to the board, whether it's the ED who's doing the recruiting or another board member or the chair of the board, they approach you for a reason. Generally, the board has a sort of chart about their needs in board members. And so whether it's a particular skill, a particular ability to raise funds, a particular relationship to others, a particular group they're looking to bring to the board, whether it's in diversity or in legal or financial or human resource skills, almost always, sometimes it's purely relationship, but always when you're recruited to a board, you want to understand what role it is you're expected to play. I reflect mostly on a book called Governance as Leadership that really lays out key strategic roles that board members play. The first is the strategic role. That is, do you bring a certain evaluative and analytical and understanding of the environment that will allow you to be an asset to the board in terms of evaluating programs or evaluating direction or evaluating environment or evaluating needs? And so if you're brought on for a strategic role, it is generally because a board is either looking to grow or to change direction or somehow has a particular need for a particular set of strategic skills. Similar to that, but not exactly the same, is the creative thinking role or the out-of-the-box thinker, a person who looks at the world but sees it differently from those that are around them, who can, through the questions that are raised or by the way they put ideas together, generate creative thoughts within a board and challenge the status quo. So you are a creative thinker, you're an out-of-the-box person. You know, you think about people like they describe Elon Musk as being someone who sees the world but sees it entirely differently. Those people are rare, but if you can find them, they will be a great resource. And then finally, there is the fiscal role. Every board member should be prepared to give at some level. Some people say that as a board member, your giving should be one of the top three of your resource allocation. So if you're on a board and the board is not in your top three, then you're probably on the wrong board. Mm-hmm. But the idea is that you can give yourself, that you can get. Or when I first started working in nonprofits, the saying was give, get, or go.
Okay.
So if you're not giving or you're not getting, then you're probably taking up a seat on the board that someone else should have. Obviously, these roles are not exclusive, right? Since everyone should give according to their ability to give, mm-hmm. oftentimes there may be multiple roles that a person is playing. A person can be both strategic and financial. Mm-hmm. A person can be both creative and strategic. So the idea, though, is whatever the board needs and whatever board will actually best profit from, you should understand your relationship mm-hmm. to the board, to the organization's needs, and to other board members. Mm-hmm. So I think when you ask yourself the question, what resource am I? Over time, you should be able to determine which role you are playing on the board and why that's important to the board. So quite oftentimes, there are people on the board who have been on the board a long time and they become the memory or the history of the mm-hmm. board. And so you can see that there are countless variations, but ultimately you are there for a particular purpose, a highest and best purpose, and that's what every board member should try to understand.
So as a board member that's looking for development opportunities like the ones that participate in Early Childhood Leadership Academy's board training program, How would you recommend they navigate maybe moving across roles so they might develop some new strategic abilities as a result of the training, but they might have been brought on to be more fiscal or some other role?
I think every good board should have a process of evaluating how the board is doing. So annually, there's often a sort of a survey, sort of a board job description. And in that process of annual evaluation, it's easy to say, I've really looked at this program and have particular interest in discussing these ideas with you. I think the board member process is always best played out when you have a good relationship with the board chair and with the ED.
Okay.
And so if you are on a committee and you want to change committees, I mean, there are many ways of sort of transforming yourself in the life of your board tenure, but it's all in the conversation. For me, I think in most of life, it's all in the conversation.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Please join us in the next podcast for part 3 of questions board members should ask about resource development.